For What's Happening, this is Craig Mills. We're joined today by Doug Anderson from Picton Rotary. Welcome, Doug.
Hi, good to be here.
You are busy. You've got the 7th annual Picton Rotary Lilac Ride in memory of Jim Barkman.
Yes, we do. Yes, and we're looking forward to a successful year.
And it's Sunday, May 29th.
Correct.
And you guys have been definitely not in hiding. Picton Rotary's been busy, but the Lilac Ride, you haven't been able to do that recently.
It's been since 2019, unfortunately, due to the pandemic.
Yeah, well, I know it's wonderful to have it going again. You guys sponsor people like Reaching for Rainbows and Back the Build. Are there some other people that all this goes towards?
Prince Edward County Food Bank is one. There are certainly a number of local charities that will benefit from this.
Now, people right now, I think what's happening, you've got an early bird rate. This week, they'd have to purchase those tickets.
Prior to May 1st. Yeah, that's the deadline. It's $60 up till May 1st and $65 thereafter.
Okay, and then registration for youth.
Registration for youth, $25, 17 and under.
Okay, so they get a really nice break there.
Yes.
Now, if people sign up and register, obviously they're supporting a great cause and there's wonderful routes. What kinds of things do you provide as far as the, there is some stuff that you're doing, right, at the checkpoints and stuff for people?
Yeah, we have route marshals all the way around all three routes. There are three routes, just to elaborate, 25 kilometers, 50 kilometers, and 100 kilometers. So we cover quite a bit of the county, but we have route marshals at all the appropriate intersections for both safety and directional reasons.
So you have the route markers, and then there's a barbecue at the end?
There's a barbecue at the end, yes, at the community center for all to partake.
And right now, so people can go to lilacride.ca.
Correct.
Not that you want probably a lot of registration that day, but you can still accept people if it ends up being that morning early or something.
Correct, yes. The registration on site opens at 7:30 in the morning.
Okay.
So in case people last minute, we're available.
Really nice. And these routes, can you give just a bit of an idea? So you've got 25K, 50, and 100.
Yes.
And they all start like 9 o'clock is your longest one, right? And then 9:30 and 10 that day,
yeah,
they start?
Yeah, half an hour start in between each one. But yeah, the 25, they vary. The 100 kilometer goes all the way up to the Bay Bridge up on County Road 49. So it's quite a run.
Mm-hmm. the 25 or 50 for those of us that have had COVID maybe is probably where I'll start off, but
yes.
Looks like wonderful routes though, and a really, really nice organization putting it all together.
And hopefully the lilacs will be in full bloom. Certainly I think the routes initially planned way back by Jim Barkman were to take advantage of county roads that are well populated with lilacs.
Nice. Jim's, we miss him dearly here too. I'm sure you guys do as well.
Yeah, it was that was a shock. It was a shock to certainly the club. And we have a brand new committee because Jim, I think, was the impetus behind this whole thing way back 7 years ago.
He's one of those people that would quietly work away. I know I'd go down to the Regent or other places, and all of a sudden I'm like, okay, he's serving me here. Now he's doing this here. And, you know, he just did his own thing and helped so many people. So
pretty active, long-term member of the Rotary Club of Picton.
Yeah, so it's really wonderful that you're doing this in memory of him. So very special. Do you want to give a shout-out to some of the other sponsors that you've got?
Yes, up to now, and certainly I might add we're still looking for additional sponsors if anybody is interested. Mm-hmm. We would be only too happy to have them join. But up until now, yes, we have Doug's Bicycle in Belleville, the Bank of Montreal, Gillingham's Breweries, and JJIMS, Inc., so it's early days. We've suffered a little bit, I think, because I think some businesses have been pressured by the COVID situation. So we're hoping we can draw out a few more.
And if someone wants to get involved to help out, you're still, should they email you or call you or something?
Yeah, I've my email address, we're particularly interested if anybody would like to volunteer as well. That would be helping out with route marshalling. It could be helping out with serving hamburgers and hot dogs. They can certainly get in touch with me at my email, which is doug.anderson@bell.net.
Well, Doug, thank you so much. I know you guys put safety as extremely important to you that day, and we'll be on the air all the time talking about this more, and certainly that day assisting in that way. So it's a privilege for us to be involved with you guys, and really appreciate it.
Excellent, and thanks very much, Craig. We appreciate your support as well.
Well, thank you. We've been speaking with Doug Anderson from the Picton Rotary about the 7th annual Picton Rotary Lilac Ride in memory of Jim Barkman. It's going to be Sunday, May 29th. You can learn more at lilacride.ca. This has been Craig Mills for What's Happening on 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.